Mark chapter 13. Jesus predicts the destruction of the temple. And Jesus left the temple, and one of the disciples said to him, "Teacher, look at what wonderful stones and wonderful buildings there are." And Jesus said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? There will not be left here one stone upon another. All will be thrown down." And so as we see the world around us, it seems so big and solid, all that man has built. But it is all going to be thrown down. And the temple in Jerusalem was covered with gold. And when the Romans attacked it, they set fire to it. And so the gold melted and ran down the stones. And when the Roman soldiers finally got there, they were so eager to get the gold that they literally pulled the stones apart. And so these prophecies of Jesus came absolutely true in the destruction of the temple. It was nearly 40 years after the time that he died and ascended to heaven. As Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things happen? And what should be the sign when these things are about to happen?" And Jesus began to say to them, "Take heed, be careful that nobody leads you astray. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and will lead many astray. But when you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, don't be disturbed. These things must take place, but the end is not yet. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There'll be earthquakes in various places, and there will be famines. These things are the beginning of the birth pains." Now, when a woman has a baby, she goes into labor, and she knows that the time of the birth is coming on because of these very painful spasms that she has. And so Jesus is saying that when you see these things happening, the famines, the wars, etc., the earthquakes, then you'll know that actually the birth is coming, and the birth is the coming of Jesus and a new kingdom of God being born out of all the things that are going wrong in this world. "But be warned," he said, "they will deliver you up to councils, and in synagogues they'll beat you. Before governors and kings you will stand for my sake, to bear witness before them. And the gospel must first be preached to all the nations." Now that is what we are trying to do. And since God raised up the internet and things like that, and the English language got spread all over the world, that has become really very possible, that the gospel is preached to all the nations. And that is the great sign that Jesus is really going to come soon. "Whenever you're arrested and brought to trial, don't worry beforehand about what to say. Say whatever shall be given you in that hour, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit, the power of God. And brother will deliver up brother to death, and the father his child, and children shall rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. And you shall be hated by all for my name's sake, but he that endures to the end, the same will be saved. But when you see the abomination of desolation standing where it shouldn't, let him that reads understand. Them who are in Judea, flee to the mountains. And let him that is on the housetop not go down, nor enter in to take anything out of his house. And let him that is in the field not return back to take his jacket. But alas, for women who are pregnant, and for those who are nursing infants in those days. And pray that it is not in the winter. For those days will cause distress such as there has never been similar, from the beginning of the creation which God created until now, and never shall be again. And unless the Lord had shortened the days, no flesh would be saved. But for the chosen's sake, he has shortened the days." That's why we keep praying that Jesus will come soon, because God does factor it in. He does take notice of it in his final working out of his plan. "And then if anyone shall say to you, 'Look, here is the Christ,' or 'Look, there he is,' don't believe them. False Christs and false prophets will arise and will show signs and wonders in order to lead astray, if possible, the elect," that is, the chosen ones. "But be warned, I have told you all things beforehand. But in those days, after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers that are in the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man come out with great power and glory. And then shall he send the angels, and shall gather together his chosen ones from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. So the first we're going to know that Jesus is back is that an angel will come. And every time men have seen angels in the Bible, they get very frightened, and the angel has to say to them, "Fear not." And that, God willing, is what's going to happen with us. But we'll be going about daily life, and then the angel appears. He's back. And we know, wow, this is it. And so we're going to be gathered to him, presumably to Jerusalem, where he's going to make the day of judgment. Now, from the fig tree, Jesus said, learn its lesson. When its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that the summer is near. So you also, when you see these things happening, you will know that he is near, even at the doors. Truly I say to you, this generation shall not pass away until all these things happen. So the fig tree is a symbol of Israel. And Jesus is saying that when the fig tree puts forth its leaves, that is when it starts to bring forth fruit, that is the sign that for sure I'm coming back in that generation. Now, if the fig tree is Israel, the fruit on the fig tree means spiritual fruit. And so when the Jewish people start to repent, just when they start, when the fruit just begins, when they start to repent of killing Jesus, when they start to accept Jesus as their Messiah, and there's just that beginning of spiritual fruit, that's for sure when Jesus will come back. Now, or at least in that generation. Now, that's why I believe very much that we should be out there preaching to Jewish people and preaching in Israel. But Jesus goes on, heaven and earth may pass away, but my words will not pass away. He doesn't say heaven and earth will pass away. He says they could pass away compared to how certain it is that what I'm saying is true. Because we know that God's not going to destroy the heaven and the earth. He's not going to destroy his own dwelling place. And he's promised to give the earth to us as the seed of Abraham forever. But if that day or that hour knows no one except the Father, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son. They see that Jesus doesn't even know everything. He's not God himself. He doesn't know, for example, when he's going to return exactly. Only God knows that. And no one knows the day nor the hour. So all these stories about, oh yeah, Jesus is coming on such and such a date or in such and such a year, do not believe them. Be warned, watch and pray, for you do not know when the time is. So it's exactly because we don't know when the time is that we should watch and pray to be ready. It's like a man going on a journey. On leaving his house, he puts his servants in charge, each according to his assigned tasks. So it's like Jesus. He's gone away, and he's given us each a job to do. And that's why Paul talks about good works that were before planned that we should do them. So we've each got a slightly different job to do. He also commands the gatekeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake, for you don't know when the Lord of the house comes back, whether in the evening or at midnight or at cockcrow or in the morning, in case he comes suddenly finding you asleep. What I say to you, I say to all, stay awake. That's the message, to watch in the sense of staying awake. That's why it's good to say to each other, as we do in our family in the morning, let's hope Jesus comes back today. It's part of that staying awake, of being aware that this might be our last day. This might be the world's last night. It could be the world's last day before Jesus comes back.